it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the big room.
Big Dumpy!
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Tom, you on Team Sober?
I am.
All right. Tom, welcome to the show once again. Okay, you're going to attend one next year, Tom. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
Super Bowl.
Who's your team?
Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are playing tonight, Tom.
Yes, they are.
Against Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, Tom, I'd say I wish you luck, but I can't. Mm-hmm. But you're going to win tonight.
I understand.
We both know that.
You could go back 17 years, and these two quarterbacks could be playing each other.
I know, exactly.
17 years. Easily.
God, that's true. Flacco was, what, 2008? What year was Aaron Rodgers? Because he's, what, 2 years older than Flacco?
Well, he sat behind Favre for a couple years.
Right. Yeah, I can't remember what year he was drafted at this point.
He's kind of crazy.
Yeah. These two guys are playing against each other in a professional football game in 2025.
Aaron Rodgers, 2005.
All right.
He was a Cal Bear, and I believe Mr. Flacco is a Delaware Blue Hen.
He was a Blue Hen. Actually, he was one of the first. It's weird. So the first college game I watched my brother officiate as a referee. We happened to be on the East Coast. My parents were like, hey, we're here. I'm like, no problem. We'll drive up to Delaware. We saw the Delaware Blue Hens. Didn't matter. There was just this giant dude playing quarterback. And he was schooling the other team. He's throwing the ball 70 yards down the field. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. It was Joe Flacco. Whatever. That was his senior year. The next year, as a Ravens fan, they drafted Joe Flacco. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I saw this guy play.
It was just, I don't know. It's just a weird
Delaware
thing.
Delaware for years has had a great program in the FCS.
Yeah. Then there's more Blue Hens in the NFL than you'd think.
Right. And then the other big school that wears a wing tee helmet, like Michigan.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think he started at Pitt.
You know, Michigan's famous for their helmet. Yeah. Delaware was their same helmet.
Oh, yeah. Right. I got you.
You say Flacco started at Pitt, Tom?
I think so.
You might be right about that.
I think he did start at Pitt, but he's behind someone. Yeah. Then with the, But like I said, it was a step down for him, I believe, at Delaware. Nothing against Delaware, but just watching him play this other team, I'm like, you're not going to stop this
guy. I think Roethlisberger did the same thing. He was like on...
Wasn't he? Yeah.
He was on a big-time school, then transferred to like Ohio U.
And just crushed everything around
somebody like that.
Yeah, it's a great call.
Miami.
He redshirted his freshman year at Pitt.
Yep. All right. And now he's still playing in the NFL.
I mean, it's not that uncommon for guys that are really good. You get a D1 scholarship, and then it's like, or you go down and play at D1AA, which now is FCS.
Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question, Tom. In the movie Legally Blonde, what magazine does Elle Woods refer to as the Bible?
Oh, man, never saw it, but I think maybe Mademoiselle...
And you're
Vogue?
Tracking.
Cosmo?
Cosmo.
Oh.
Right, one of the big three, right? So it was Cosmo.
You guys ever get a little personal time with the Cosmo back in the day?
I have.
Yeah.
That
might be a little out of your age range.
Yeah, I'm a little on the young side for sticking with magazines.
Yeah, but everything that Cosmo, always like on the cover, you know, like 10 ways to please your man. So even as a dude, you'd open it up like, well, okay, six of these are.
That would work.
Right on point.
Number one, grapefruiting.
All right. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Say it's grapefruiting.
All right, Tom. Your question. Adrenalize, Retroactive, and Songs from the Sparkle Lounge are all albums from what British rock band?
Oh, man, I don't know. The Sex Pistols.
All right, I'll give you a hint, and I think you'll get it. Out of the five members, there are a total of 9 arms.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That's not a great Led Zeppelin.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard, man. They got the one-armed drummer.
Sorry.
Voted the best one-armed drummer in North America for 46th year in a row.
Yeah. He wins that a lot.
A lot. He's crushing
it. He can bench press 300.
Can he?
Yep.
All right.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your question, which sensation can cats not taste?
I'm going to say salt.
Sweet. Sweet. But somehow makes sense.
Hmm. Yeah, because they got bitter little hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do.
Boy, I'm doing poorly today.
That's I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah, we noticed.
We had a bet. All right, Tom, your question. What plant makes up most of a koala's diet?
Ooh.
Eucalyptus.
There you go. Nice job, Tom.
Fresh breath and littered with chlamydia. It's koalas that get chlamydia, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
You can't say it that confidently, then go. They're the ones with chlamydia,
well,
right?
I didn't want them to sell koalas, but yeah, chlamydia carriers.
It's a big label to put on it if you're not confident.
He's got fresh breath and chlamydia.
Koalas.
Fresh breath.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Austin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Austin, welcome to Big Dumpy. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to attend one next year. Will it be the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
It was a tough choice, but I went with the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Who's your team?
The Packers.
The Packers. Jesus.
Right. The Packers.
How are you feeling about your team this year?
Oh.
Well, I mean,
are they frustrating? Because it seems like they should be just a little bit better than they are.
Yeah. I mean, last week when they played the Browns was horrible.
Okay, Austin, I got to ask you. There's no franchise that I know in football who's had more marquee quarterbacks play for different teams throughout the year. They're latter years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So when you think about Brett Favre, went to the Jets, went to the Vikings, went to all these places, do you still secretly kind of root for the Aaron Rodgers when he bounces around? Or when you're done, are you done?
As a player, I like him. As a person, not so much.
Okay. Because tonight, I'm going to root for Joe Flacco.
Me too, but mostly because he's playing the Steelers.
Yes, yeah, that's a fact, but he was a Raven, yeah. He won a Super Bowl, so like I still want him to do well.
Same. Yeah, Flacco, I'd like to see kind of do
I mean, I think it depends a lot on the person, too.
Right.
Like, you guys like Joe Flacco. Like, everybody likes Joe.
There's nothing to not like about him.
Right. Like, even when Russell Wilson played here, there was a lot of Seahawks fans who didn't really care for him.
Corneas.
So...
Sorry.
So I think it's different. Like, people were like... Now, I will say, I was happy he did so horrible that first year. But once Seahawks got the draft picks, I was like, maybe he'll bounce back. And he just hasn't.
He hasn't. All right, your question. Who provided the original voice for Hank Hill on King of the Hill? Damn it, Bobby. Oh,
if those kids can read.
What's that?
Too young for this.
I want to say he's also the creator, right?
Okay. You'll find this.
Did he create? Yeah, he created Beavis and Butthead. Yeah.
You'll find this person in a courtroom.
Yes.
And something judge?
Yeah, that's the first
name. Right there.
Who am I? Austin.
Mel Gibson? No. Nope. That's my guess, though. I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
It's Mike Judge.
Mike Judge.
Mike Judge.
Okay. I'm Mel Gibson?
Mike, who was talking to you, that's Mike Hawk. He's on the show.
Like, I was going Mike with that one.
Yeah.
That was your answer. There you go.
Whatever, Mel. Okay.
All right, sorry. Austin, your question. Actor Boris Karloff was most famous for playing what monster?
Frankenstein.
Okay.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.